Now, a word or two just now to the boys and girls. I see one or two of them scattered across the congregation, and I'm sure that the boys and girls haven't moved on so quickly from Christmas that they've forgotten all about it. The good news is that another 51 weeks and it'll be Christmas once again. And I usually enjoy Christmas, and one of the things I enjoy about Christmas is all the bright lights on the trees and all the bright lights that people now hang up and decorate the outside of their houses with. It used to be in the olden days, whenever I was a boy, that it was only the very, very wealthy or the very, very important who put lights outside their houses. Now, really, anybody can do it. It doesn't matter how rich you are, doesn't matter how poor you are, how important, how unimportant. If you want, you can put lights up on the outside of your house. And usually, I think, the people that decorate the outside of their houses are people who are very happy about Christmas, and people who enjoy Christmas, and people who want others to enjoy Christmas as well. But I'm going to let you into a secret this morning. I've noticed something, and I don't want any of the boys and girls to tell anybody else this secret that I'm about to tell you. I've discovered that some of the people who put lights outside their houses and who you would think would be very Christmassy aren't really all that Christmassy at all. In fact, some of them are very grumpy. And I'll not mention any names or not come too close to home. But I know a man, and he puts lights outside his house. And I thought that if he did that, he must be very cheery and he must be very Christmassy and must be very happy. But then I discovered that he isn't that happy at all. And for all the rest of the weeks of the year, he wouldn't even give you a wave or a smile or a nod. And yet for maybe a week, he's got all those lights outside his house. So there's something that you've learned this morning. It doesn't include everybody who puts lights outside their houses, in case you do. But certainly there are one or two people who do it. And I don't think they're all that cheery or all that Christmassy after all. But as I say, I love to see all the lights at Christmas time, and I think I'll miss it in the next week or two whenever all the lights begin to disappear. Now, when the Lord Jesus was here upon earth, the Lord Jesus said something about himself. He said, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." And when I see all those lights, I'm reminded of what Jesus said. I'm reminded that Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." Now imagine, boys and girls, this morning, a world with no light. Imagine a world with no sun, a world with no stars, a world with no moon. Well, it would be a world of complete and total darkness. And that's what the lives of men and women and boys and girls are without our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why you and I need to trust in him to save us from our sins and to make us right for heaven. The Lord Jesus also said another wonderful thing. He said to his followers, "So let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." What does God want us to do for him? What does he want boys and girls and men and women who put their trust in him to do? He wants them to shine for him, you in your small corner and I in mine. Now, at this time of the year, people are making all kinds of New Year resolutions. Here's a New Year's resolution that we can all make, that for the year of 2007 and for the rest of our lives, we're going to determine in our hearts to shine for our Lord Jesus Christ. If you're not a Christian this morning, If you've never trusted him as your own and personal Saviour, we invite you to put your trust in him today, and he'll make you right for heaven. Will you do that this morning, boys and girls? And will you remember just one or two things that we have said about the Lord Jesus being the light of the world this morning?